Thank you, Madam Chairperson, and it's regretful that we only have a few minutes left for this item 8, because for us, for the European Union, this is actually one of the most important standing items of the agenda of this IGWG, and it relates to concern that we also expressed last week during the 51st session of the Human Rights Council when we were negotiating the difficult resolution on rhetorics to reality. We would in fact welcome an open and a frank discussion on ways to enhance the effectiveness of the different mechanisms that have been created over the years and that we continue to create to ensure the full and effective implementation of the DDPA and ensure better synergies and complementarities. And what we said last week is that we should keep in mind that impact on the ground is not achieved by on the basis of the number of mechanisms that we have or the number of meetings or the number of reports. If we want to have an impact on the ground, what we need is ownership. It is states participating in the meetings and effectively using the conclusions and the recommendations that we come to in these different mechanisms as a base for defining policies. And for us, the problem is that we cannot agree to the continuous request that keeps coming back for additional resources if there is no willingness to evaluate results. And this IGWG would actually be a good framework to have such a discussion. With regard to the group of independent eminent experts, for example, what we noticed throughout the negotiations is that there has been an effort now to render the group more efficient by limiting the tenure of its members to, I think it's 4 years that we're having now, and we appreciate this effort, but there was, of course, very little time. The text comes out, it was a Friday evening, the informal was on Tuesday, there was a second informal on Friday, but then there are so many elements in this resolution that needs discussion that it became a discussion for or against this proposal on the table, and it was not, it could be more holistic, whereby we kind of compare what we have and see which mechanisms work best and which ones deserve our full support. And our position with regard to this group specifically was that it would have been better to dismantle the group and reorient the budget in a different way. As you know, we also, with regard to the ad hoc committee, while the EU agreed during the most recent session to request additional guidance from a group of legal experts, the core problem, of course, remains that there's no agreement at this point whether we should move towards an additional protocol or not. But we're willing to explore, and we think indeed that the legal experts, their advice will be useful for the discussions that all of us are having in this group. And if you look at it as things stand, the mechanisms that we're having that work on racism in one or the other way, it's the Special Rapporteur, it's the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, it's this IGWG on the DDPA. Then we have the Ad Hoc Committee on the Elaboration of Complementary Standards to the ICERT. We have, as mentioned, the Group of Independent Eminent Experts. That makes 5. We have the ICERT, of course, which is the treaty body linked to the convention. And now we also have the International Independent Expert Mechanism to Advance Racial Justice and Equality in Law Enforcement. And we had a speaker, Professor Mendes, yesterday. And then there's a permanent forum now as well. All the tasks that we're giving these mechanisms in the different resolutions, all of them have at least a report to the HRC, and I actually think a report to New York as well. They have their own missions, they have their own sessions. I think here in Geneva, if you would count it all up, I think it's, we're going to get to 7 or 8 weeks per year that we spend solely on the topic of the fight against racism. I don't think there's any other theme at the Human Rights Council where we devote so much attention to. And that's not taking into account the meetings of CERT, of course, and the efforts that the members of CERT put into it. So these are the reasons why we really believe we have to have that discussion and not in the last 5 minutes of this afternoon session on a joint way forward. It's difficult to do that in the context of a negotiation of an HRC resolution where we're under huge time pressure. But we're open to have that discussion, and that is what I wanted to put to the room. Thank you.